And now, healthcare and politics. Healthcare accounts for nearly half the Massachusetts state budget and almost 20% of the state economy. WBUR pollster Steve Cazella says it's a perennial concern for voters.
It doesn't really seem to be something where people think, we've made progress, I can start focusing on other things. It's always still at the top of the list.
So, how would the Massachusetts candidates for governor try to lower health care costs and insurance premiums? WBUR's Martha Biebinger has the story.
It seems to happen every campaign season. I sit down to talk to the candidates for governor about health care on a day when they are living snack to snack.
Live from Dunkin' Donuts in Revere, this is Charlie Baker, test, test.
Nibbling on a muffin, Republican Charlie Baker, a former CEO at Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, launches into his prescription for lowering healthcare costs. If patients know how much everything costs in advance, argues Baker, then we'll behave more like informed consumers and choose the lowest cost, best quality hospitals.
I've been banging this transparency drum for 10 years, and I don't know why it's taken us so long to get here. And I can tell you as governor, I'm going to lean in really hard on this.
And it's already begun to happen. As of October 1st, health plans in Massachusetts are required to post the price insurers pay each doctor or hospital for hundreds of tests and procedures. Baker wants to go further.
I'd like to get to the point where providers just post prices and people can see them plain as day.
Baker's strategy for reducing health care costs could backfire. Letting Brockton Hospital know, for example, that it's paid about half of what Mass General receives for a C-section may mean Brockton demands more money. Not that Mass General says, okay, I'm going to drop my prices to compete.
Partners was allowed to be created with two great hospitals, Mass General and Brigham and Women's. And then
the high prices at Mass General, a partner's healthcare hospital, have been an issue in debates like this one on WBZ-TV. Democratic candidate Martha Coakley says she's uniquely positioned to tackle healthcare spending. She created a healthcare division in the Office of Attorney General, issued the first detailed reports on healthcare costs, and used her leverage to set limits on the prices partners can demand in the near future. In exchange, partners would get to acquire at least three more hospitals.
The second thing is that the agreement that we have reached to be approved by the court caps cost and lowers cost as opposed to maintaining the status quo that we all agree is too expensive.
It is. The deal you've made is closing the barn door after the horses have left.
United Independent Party candidate Evan Falchuk says Coakley has done too little too late for consumers.
So every time you pay a higher insurance premium or a higher deductible, it's because of partners becoming a monopoly and the government allowing for this to take place.
As governor, Coakley says she would consider setting price limits for tests and procedures if the state does not meet its health care spending goal.
We've always said if the market can't correct, there's always the opportunity to look at price convergence and have the state more involved.
To improve the cost and quality of care, Coakley would emphasize mental health.
The first time we had a real crisis was that first Thanksgiving of his freshman year in college. He came home and we had to call the family doctor in.
Coakley often tells the story of her brother Edward's suicide to explain her commitment to improve mental health care. She'd push for more screening to catch problems early on, expand access to programs and therapists, and try to merge care for the mind and body.
We haven't been able to coordinate care, and it's put costs way up on the physical health side.
For Baker, the focus would be on primary care in general. He would begin by boosting the pay of primary care doctors.
If we simply invested in primary care, we would spend less on health care overall, and we'd have healthier, happier people. I really believe that.
Health care becomes personal for Baker when he talks about drug addiction.
I have some friends who've either lost or came very close to losing children over the heroin problem, and I think we need to have a real serious heart-to-heart about the way the healthcare community prescribes opiates.
Baker and Coakley both support the move to ask doctors to manage a budget for their patients' care. On medical marijuana dispensaries, he would start the licensing process all over. She's not sure. There's more about the candidates' positions on many healthcare issues at WBUR.org. One big unknown for the next governor is whether the new Connector website will be working and if enrolling the roughly 450,000 residents who've been in limbo this year will be going smoothly or not when the new governor takes office. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.